So I had a vision. I had a vision for my very first podcast episode. I had a script. I had a very clear idea of how I wanted to start. And now I'm doing the complete opposite. I was actually planning on starting with a quote by Oscar Wilde, who is one of my favorite authors of all time. And then I thought, it kind of doesn't feel right, because this thing is supposed to be 100% me. And it's supposed to be a way for me to express myself. And I think the very first words I utter in this podcast are going to tell where it's going. And so I want them to be mine. I don't want them to be somebody else's. I hope this makes sense. Now, you don't know a lot about me, I guess, unless we're friends, which is kind of likely because this is the very first episode and chances are that you're here listening because I've told you about this. And I've probably, realistically speaking, I've told you about this like 2-3 months ago, maybe. Yeah, well, it took me a while, you know, and maybe this is also what I want to talk about. Sometimes things in life just take a while, and they might take a lot longer than you actually expect them to. In the past, I've always loved to write. You know, words were kind of my forte. I've loved writing, and I still do. It's one of my favorite forms of expressing myself, and it just helps me to clear my head, to kind of get a hang on what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, who I am, in a sense. So writing has always been my thing. But speaking? I don't know. I guess I grew up as a really, really shy child. I was very timid. I was very intimidated. And I always held back because I was so afraid. I was so afraid of other people. I was so afraid of the unknown, of situations that could potentially make me feel uncomfortable or just in general, things I didn't know. So anything that was different, anything that was not what I thought it would be, just scared me so tremendously. And so when I entered school, which was obviously the best experience of my life, to be quite honest, it was quite enjoyable. Like, I've had a quite amazing experience in school. I know of people who've had it a lot rougher, and if you're one of them, I'm deeply sorry. Because going through this for 12 or 13 years of your life, I can only imagine how hard it must have been for you. Because it was hard for me too, don't get me wrong. It's just that I never had problems like not having friends or being bullied or anything like that. And I'm very, very lucky because of that. Really, I am. So when I entered school, I was basically not up for it. I did my very best. I was always very, very good, in a sense. Not only good at school things, but I mean as a person, you know, I always tried to obey the rules and stick to what I was told was right, and I did all these things. Always polite, always quiet, always kind of introverted. And I still am. But when I was in school, I was so afraid to speak. I didn't have trouble answering questions when the teacher asked me directly. But raising my hand and saying, "Here I am, look at me." That was a tough one. It was really tough. It was, I was very scared. You know, every single time I was supposed to contribute something to the class, I was so scared that I would make a mistake and say something wrong and make a fool out of myself. This fear wasn't really rational. It was not founded on any real experience, but nonetheless, it was there and it shaped who I was and what I did. And as I've said, you know, sometimes things in life just take a while. And I guess this is the perfect moment for me to be here doing what I do right now, speaking up, having my voice be heard, and just being myself. Because I can say once and for all, I'm very happy to be me. And it's been a really tough, very tough way to get here. And I think we all evolve in our lifetime. The question is always, how much conscious effort do we actually put in our personal development? Because you're going to change as you age, as you meet people, as you encounter different situations. You're going to change inevitably, and that's a part of life, and that's the beauty of it. The question is simply, are you going to change in a way that you actually like? Or is it going to be a way that just kind of happens, you know, without you actually choosing a direction for yourself? So in my experience, you know, the tough moments in our life, those are the ones that really shape us. Those are the ones that actually make or break us. And let me break something to you, pun intended. Things are going to make you. The tough situations, they're not going to break you. They're going to make you. They're going to make you stronger. They're going to make you braver. And they're going to make you so much more yourself than you actually think. So I guess this is not the typical first episode where, you know, somebody sits down and tries to be funny and tries to be playful and tries to entertain people and tells them what they do, who they are, and where they're from. That's not it. I decided to dive deep right away and to tell you about, you know, to scratch the surface, at least, of a really, really impactful moment in my life. But the truth is, if it hadn't been for this, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't be laying here. I'm actually laying on my bed speaking this into my iPhone. I purchased 2 microphones online due to lockdown. Normally I would have gone to a store, but you know, all stores are closed, unfortunately. So I purchased 2 microphones, and they're, I guess, a lot better when it comes to the quality. But for some reason, I had this vision in my head that I wanted my very first episode to be completely unscripted and raw. And I think it doesn't get rawer than this. Is that a word? Is that a word? Rawer? Well, the crazy thing is, I'm slowly abandoning all the things that don't serve me in my life, like perfectionism or the pressure I was creating for myself. What used to be my superficial focus on achievements and validation from other people. I'm leaving all of those things behind, and I'm getting to the core of what I think living actually means. And when I look back on how I used to live and how I used to talk to people, then I was a completely different person. I just a couple of hours ago, actually, or even minutes ago, I watched some old stories that I had posted on Instagram where I spoke into the camera, and they were from 2019, and to be honest, I don't even recognize myself. I was so insecure. My voice trembled. It was a lot higher. It was a lot more fragile. I was definitely not the person I am today. So when I say sometimes things take a while, I really mean it. And I mean that you might feel that you have something to say and something to express, but you might lack the idea of how to actually do that. At least that was my experience. You know, I always thought, well, I love writing. I love words. I love expressing myself in that way, but how am I actually going to do that? Well, stop worrying about the how. It'll come to you when the time's right. Start not worrying, but thinking about who you are. It's much more important for you to embody the energy and the type of person that you actually want to be. It's a lot more important for you to focus on that than on how you're going to do something that you think you want. As I said, this is completely raw. It's unplanned. It's me speaking into my phone, something I could have done literally a year or 2 years ago. But I just wasn't ready. I, as a person, was not ready to do this. I, as a person, was not ready to show myself, the real me. You know, back in 2014, I think, I came up with this, what I thought was a really great idea, and I still love it. I mean, I was looking for a way to, in a sense, brand myself, but more so, I was looking for a way of being, and I came up with this concept that I wanted to be an art fairy. It sounds strange, but I am a freak for mythology. I love it so much. I love legends and fairy tales and all these things. And I wanted to combine two things I was very passionate about. Art, on the one hand, and this, you know, magical world on the other. So I came up with the idea to create a world of my own. And I called it World of Vila. Vila, it was supposed to be me. But looking back, I was just running away from the true me, from the actual me. And what followed were years of me trying to create beautiful things, meaningful things, things I felt comfortable with, but also things I wanted to share for them to be seen. I wanted this validation from other people. I wanted them to tell me that whatever I was doing was great, that I was being as perfect as I potentially could be. And I was so unhappy. I was so incredibly unhappy because I wasn't being authentic. I couldn't be authentic because I didn't know who I was. And just a couple of months ago, or even a year or two ago, I was so insecure. I was doubting myself to the point that I was insecure about my first name. And if you know a little bit about human psychology, you know that we are deeply, deeply attached to our first name. Also to our last name, but especially to our first name. We react in a very special and specific way when somebody mentions our name. So the fact that I was doubting whether my first name was right for me was just an expression of the fact that I was doubting whether I was right for me. That sounds very drastic, but I think it really describes how I was feeling. I was constantly on the search. I was constantly searching for something to make me feel secure. And I was constantly searching for a person I could be, when in reality, I already was myself. I just wasn't brave enough to embody it, to own it, and to express it to the outside world. Things actually take a while, and it takes a while for you to unfold and to kind of step out of all that programming and to tap into the things that are inside of you. Your potential, your talents, your characteristics, your amazing personality. It might seem very superficial to you, and I understand if this is kind of what you take away from this, but I am kind of emotionally attached to my Instagram account. because I put so much effort in there. I want things to be a beautiful collection of moments and captures and things that touch my heart. And so I changed everything about that. I changed the entire description. I changed my name. I changed the category that I wanted my account to be listed under. Well, it used to be artist. But to be honest, I'm a designer. I studied communication design. I don't think that makes you a designer per se, but I am a designer because of the way I think. I think strategically and analytically. But at the same time, I'm also creative and I make things. And as a designer, those two sides are really fused together perfectly because design needs careful analysis and perception of things that aren't so obvious. You have to be a very good observer and you have to have an eye for what's intriguing to others and also to yourself. What I love about design is that you actually take things and you break them down, you understand them, and then you take all of those parts and make them into something new that is a lot more beautiful and hopefully meaningful than what you started with. To me, that's a beautiful, beautiful process. And I am a designer. I am, above all, the designer of my life and my future. And myself. So yeah, changing my name on Instagram might seem like a little step, but it was a huge one for me. Posting weird lockdown reels was also a big step for me. And actually, I don't think I can tell you about this. Well, there's something I did last year that involved me singing a song. It's actually a very cool story to tell. Definitely one that had quite some impact on me, actually, in the most positive way. So I might get into this in the future. Let me know if you want to hear about it. And also, please, please let me know about any other topic that you want me to cover, anything you're interested in. Do you want to hear about art? Do you want to hear about design? About psychology, about personal growth, development, more stories from my life, more funny banter. Just let me know. You know, this is the beautiful thing about social media. We can use it in a way that actually creates community and actually connects people, real people, to each other. And so I hope that this podcast has given you maybe a little bit of inspiration or a reason to smile. I hope that maybe what I said helped you in any way, and I cannot wait. Well, how do you put this? I cannot wait for you to listen to me again. It sounds very strange. I really, really hope you liked it. So I'm looking forward to connecting to you, and I really, really hope you'll tune in again. Bye.